a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I bet there's a name that you haven't heard for a really long time. And me and you are so similar in certain ways and so different in other ways.
Yeah.
So growing up,
yeah,
I had many a photo of this person's art on my wall.
Sure.
And they were framed and some were black and white. And I don't know exactly why, but it happens to be this person. And here she's talking about, so she's a female photographer, and she's talking about taking a photo with a baby.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Called Amelia Rose.
Okay.
Have a listen.
This is very early in my career in terms of me knowing how babies need to be, at what age to go to sleep on top of a pumpkin. And I'm sure a lot of you think about that a lot. This is a real pumpkin, right? And it weighed, God, enough for, it took four guys to carry it up the steps to the studio.
So she's photographing a sleeping baby on top of a giant pumpkin.
Could it be Ann Geddes?
It is Ann Geddes.
Yeah.
And she's found her way to TikTok.
What? Hang on. Sorry. Yeah, cool. Yeah. All right. We can unpack that in a second.
Yeah.
Why as a child did you have Ann Geddes pictures on your wall, you weirdo?
Okay, hang on. I need confirmation. Do you mean photos of Ann Geddes is weird or photos of her babies
I think her photos of the babies is weird. If it was photos of her, that's next level weird because no one had photos of Ann Geddes. So you would have had to go source those in the days of very early internet, if no internet at all. So that would be next level weird, but I think it's just weird enough.
Weird?
I think it's just weird enough for you to have pictures that Ann Geddes has taken up on your bedroom wall. It's the kind of thing my mum would have had in the 90s.
But I know.
On our walls, in the hallway.
Yeah.
It's not a bedroom poster. Silverchair were a bedroom poster.
I know.
Yeah?
And I had them also. But early age, I remember having like a three-part. It was like, they're like more toddlers, you could say. And it was a boy and a girl, and he was in like a little top hat and a little, you know, like a vest.
Yeah.
And she was in a dress and they were like black and white with like a red love heart in between. It was kind of like, I think they were like giving each other like a love heart or something. I don't know. Who knows? Do you think I knocked them up? Do you think I went to Kmart, bought the frame, put the photos in the frame and then hung them up on the wall?
Where did you get them from?
Speak to Helen. Speak to my mum. But Ann Geddes was huge.
Yeah, I remember.
Huge. You think Ann Geddes, you think potpourri. The two have never been seen again.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? Does anyone have any Ann Geddes in their house currently? I would love to know.
Yes.
5223-2955. I mean, unrelated, but she's back and she's on TikTok and she's going through her photos, like her most famous photos, and she's saying, this is the baby and this is how we did it and this is what happened. And it's so cool.
Is
very cool.
Is it?
Well, it's interesting. I find it interesting.
Yeah. Is that though? Is that not something that we could have just left in the 90s?
Oh, wow. Some of us appreciate art. Some of us don't.
All right.
No, she said this kid, like with the pumpkin, right? I don't know if you remember, but it was a giant pumpkin, like a baby sleeping on top, right? And then they had a little pumpkin flower on top of her. And she was like, oh, it was so scary because the baby finally fell asleep. And then we had to put the flower on top of the baby. Yeah, but we were oh, my God. And we only got one snap. And I was before the baby woke up.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, in the world of film, we had to like wait a week to see.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
That's I was right there with you. The whole way. Honestly.
But you hadn't thought about her in a while, had you?
No, I hadn't.
See?
5223-2955. I promise you no one will call. No one still has an Ann Geddes anywhere in their house. Maybe out in the shed in a pile of pictures with frames, you know?
No, I reckon it's come back around.
Nah.
I reckon people are seeing it again and being like, yes, let's get this. It's some potpourri. And we're about to have a really good time.
Geelong Surf Coast Bellarine, Ann Geddes, if you got them, give us a call. I bet no one calls.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I like that we're kind of, you know, we're friends and we're getting closer or whatever. But Lingy and I, we've been swapping books right?
Oh,
so we're like
yeah.
in a mini book club.
Yeah.
We haven't really asked you, but you haven't shown any interest. Like I have asked you, hey, do you want to read this book? And before I even have the chance to finish it, you say, no, Lauren, I am a boss and a parent and I have no free time. And what free time I have, I drink beers and stare into the void.
Mm.
So
don't forget cry. I cry
yeah.
a lot.
And doesn't sweat. He cries a lot, but no sweat. Very weird human. But I'm thinking, do you want to get involved in this? I don't know if it's lame or not, but if I find a good recipe, should we do like a bit of a recipe swap? Do you want to be involved? Do you want to start? Or is that like extending things too much?
This is why, Tom. This is why.
You don't ever let him in, mate.
You don't let him in. You don't become friends. I passed one book on to her and said, oh, hey, you might enjoy this book.
With a dirty tissue inside, can
I? I've shown no interest, by the way, because both of you read dumb books. They're stupid books.
And
they're bad books. Listen. You read bad books. I'm not interested in any of the stuff, unless it's like a sort of a fantasy sci-fi sort of arrangement or something about punk bands in the 90s. I'm not interested. Basketball. Also, if it's not a basketball.
Oh, don't get me sidetracked. I'm about to viciously attack you for those statements.
Yeah. We do not read boring books.
You do. They're stupid.
Can you just leave me out of it?
No, because this. Okay. If I say Nagi, do we all know who I'm talking about?
No.
Recipe Tin Eats, right?
Oh, you've brought this to the table.
Love before. Recipe Tin Eats. She's unreal. She's got a book. In all honesty, out of all the recipes, and this is not a paid presentation, out of all the recipes I've cooked of hers, never had a bad one. Never, ever had a bad one. She's
awesome.
The best recipe chick on the internet.
You should enjoy that and celebrate that.
But that's why I want to share it, because the other day I cooked a Thai red curry with chicken and it was so good.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And that's why I just wanted to ask do you guys want the recipe? Like, do you want...
I lent you one book.
Oh, all right. I'm just trying to harvest a community here.
Do you know harvest? What?
Well,
you're not having my organs.
Cultivate.
Cultivate a community.
Yeah, different word.
Thank you, Tom. See?
And see, you read dumb books, stupid books.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome, AJ, from the newsroom.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Very excited for another round of lyrical headlines. But what will the theme be this year?
So earlier
this year?
This year.
Week.
Or today.
Damn. I was like, my brain was like, that was so smooth, Loggy. Keep talking.
So earlier this week, I sat down and I watched my favourite movie of all time, The Departed.
The Departed.
Oh, nice. Yep.
Thinking about great music from that film, obviously Shipping Up to Boston by Dropkick Murphys,
the
big song out of that. Yeah. And it got me thinking, songs from movies.
Okay.
So, we've got a special one today because for the second time, we've got bonus points on offer as part of today's game.
Yes.
I don't only want the name of the song and the artist, I'll give you a bonus point for the film.
Amazing.
Yes.
Come
this
on.
Gives a little advantage to
Wheelhouse.
Yeah, right, Tommy.
That's all right. We'll go.
Stay
we'll
focused.
Be all right. I'll be all right. Okay. What you're going to do, AJ, is read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist, but the song title as well, and the movie this time. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers.
Tom. Loggy.
Loggy.
I think we're ready to
play. We're sharp.
It's the movie soundtrack edition of Lyrical Headlines. Question number one.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update, and there used to be a graying tower alone on the scene. Oh. You became the light on the dark
Loggy.
Side of...
It's Seal, Kiss from a Rose is from Batman Returns. Batman Forever!
All right, we'll give you all the points. Let's hear it.
Oh, nah!
Val Kilmer, Jim Carrey... And so many others. Nicole Kidman's in it.
Nicole Kidman.
Who else?
Tommy Lee Jones
is in it. Yeah. Drew Barrymore has a little cameo in it. What a movie.
It's the only Joel Schumacher Batman that's not terrible, too. It's actually an okay movie.
It's pretty good.
All right, nerd. Here we go. Question number two. 1 point to Log.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update, and his palms are sweaty, knees
Tom.
Oh.
So... It's Lose Yourself, Eminem, and it's 8 Mile.
4 points.
Oh, this is a domination.
She took her brain pills today. That's the problem.
Yes. Double drop. As I do each and every day. Took them both.
Good on you, mate. Well, that's technically a win, isn't it, really?
Yeah, we're going to do another one.
This is... we could yeah, actually, yes, it is.
If you want to get right...
I was trying to give some hope, but no.
All right. Right.
Do the last one.
Question number three.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update, and I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Oh, come on, Log.
Don't want to miss a thing, Aerosmith, and it's Armageddon.
It feels like we've rigged this, but we really haven't.
Oh, you kind of do. Romping it in, mate.
Do you know why?
Why?
Now I say that I'm an audio guy.
Yeah.
It's because he's talking to a different part of my brain. He's talking to the picture part of my brain. Not the music part of... See? Not the word part of my brain. Hey, he's talking to the picture part.
You were on fire, all right? Don't ruin it.
Really
hey,
dousing
should we go 4
flame.
For 4?
All right,
we have
why
time.
Not? Yeah, let's go. All right, here we go. We've got
let's
time. Here we go.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update, and he met Marmalade down in Old Moulin Rouge.
It's Moulin Rouge. It's Lady Marmalade, but I always... okay, so it's Pink... Christina Aguilera, is it Lil Kim and...
Billy Joel.
Maya.
It's 4 for 4.
Yes!
Well done. You're very fast today, my friend.
I told you because he's talking to the picture part of my brain.
That's about as dominant of a showing in this as we could have had.
Yeah.
Can I just highlight the hot patch you're in at the moment? You've won across Guest of the Year and Lyrical Headlines 8 of the last 10.
Stop it,
yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Yep. You are one behind him now.
Stop it.
Very cool.
Seriously?
Well done, mate.
Toby's very happy there.
she's due for a crash, both emotionally and in this game. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. Hey, I've been holding this one in.
Don't
let it out now. This studio is very enclosed. Don't let it out while we're still in here, please. Can we go?
No, not yet. Just go with me on this one. A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Lingy. Come on.
No, we can't. We're
Thomas.
Better than this. We're better.
We what? Are much better than this.
Don't. Tom. We get complaints.
A couple of weeks ago, as a family, we went up to Melbourne. Remember me telling you about that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Stayed at the Crown. Was it Towers or
no,
Promenade?
No, we didn't stay at Crown on this occasion.
You stayed at the Hyatt.
But hey, nothing wrong with the Hyatt.
We went to the theatre. That was lovely. We thought the boys would appreciate
it. The matinee?
We did go to the matinee.
Yeah, love a matinee.
Yeah, so we went and saw Beauty and the Beast, which was fantastic. Great
did they
show.
Did through it?
No, they loved it. They were right into it. They couldn't believe some of the special effects now in live theatre is so cool. It was blowing. You know the story, by the way, just this quick sidetrack. You know Chip, the little cup, the cute little cup? Like, it was a boy, obviously, as Chip, with the makeup on and everything like that. But there was no body under the table.
Oh,
like it was just the hair.
Clever, yeah.
It was so genius. And the boys were asking me, how do they do that? This is has it just the head? And I didn't have answers. Yeah. So cool.
That's very cool.
Anyway, that's a little sidetrack. Had a great night. Highly recommend it for anyone. We went out for dinner in the city as well. And sort of down.
Flower drum?
No. We did go through sort of Chinatown, Little Bourke Street there.
That's
and
the one you
Rock
go
pool.
To.
Rockpool.
Rockpool? Oh,
no, wouldn't waste that on the kids.
Mm. Coda.
No, we went to the Spaghetti Tree.
Spaghetti Tree.
You know that one.
Equally as classy, but not.
Beautiful little spot to take the kids. I had the best. It was so fun. Had the best weekend.
Do they have trees in there made of spaghetti?
No.
Okay.
That's a silly question.
No, sorry, but that's just how I imagine. Okay, sorry. Anyway, continue.
You haven't been there before.
No. Is Madame Brussels still upstairs from there? They've got that cocktail
No,
bar.
I think they closed down. Anyway, shut up, Tom. Let him tell his story.
Now you're asking questions I have no idea.
Coming from you.
So, can you feel my level of frustration rising right now with the two of you?
Yes.
That is nothing compared to the frustration I felt with my kids later that night. Because, picture that part of the city. So Russell Street, Little Bourke Street, that sort of region of Melbourne. There's just people everywhere.
Yeah.
This is on a Saturday night.
Yeah, pumping.
Everything. My three kids chose to play the game, despite me having sat them down and talked to them about lots of people, busy, it's a bit more dangerous, there'll be cars going everywhere, everything like that, decided to play the game, not you can't step on the line game.
Step in a crack.
Our girls
that's
do that
right.
The Chloe's lava type of
thing. Yeah, and that's cool. That's cool when it's a quiet Mirrible Street and you're just walking and it's like you're not allowed to step on the line, you're not allowed to step on the crack. It's cool. Let them go. Let them have fun. Yeah. Not Saturday night in the middle of Melbourne, in the middle of the theatre, Bourke Street, Little Bourke Street, Chinatown district of Melbourne. My head was going to explode.
For people who don't understand, like the child will be looking at the ground and just barreling along and not paying attention to what's coming in their direction.
That's right. But also at the last second, moving laterally.
Yeah.
Straight into the path of people charging the other way. Yeah. Oh, my God. It basically ruined the whole weekend for me.
I see what's happened here. Mm. He's jealous. He can't move laterally anymore.
That knee.
I want to join in the game.
Won't allow it.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Like, I get it. You know, CCTV. Sometimes I'm like, this is needed. This is so good. In certain situations, you're like, yes, who's got a Ring camera on their property? Can I look at it? I need that footage. Other times, it's just like...
It exposes important things sometimes. Well, sometimes it exposes us to a different side of people we thought we knew.
Well, sometimes you get footage and sometimes you get fartage.
No, I know. Oh, God, I don't know why I'm doing
this. Thanks so much for that. Can you let me know how much
Thank you.
It's such a long one.
It was a door.
That was fine.
Oh, was that right?
you literally did a face. I couldn't do that.
He tried to pass it off. Who did? Wow, where did that come from?
So you were at your brother's house. He just beautifully tried to... Thought it was the door creaking and he was going to fix it. Yep.
Yeah.
Your sister-in-law was straight onto you. Just bang. No, that was Lauren.
And the Ring camera sent them both a notification, like something happened here.
Earth tremor felt.
Yeah, you should keep this and send it.
Seven on the sphincter scale. No. Megan's in Bell Park. Morning, Megan.
Morning.
Have you ever been busted on CCTV, my friend?
I have. It wasn't necessarily a little toot from the other end, but... I used to work at a coffee shop up in Queensland and I'm very short. I'm 5 foot. You know what the saying is. Mm. And I've tried to reach up to grab some cups off of pretty much the top shelf of a four stacker and the whole shelf has come down on me.
Oh no.
So there's coffee cups, there's coffee, there's everything all over and I just sat there and I was like, yeah, I'll accept this. No worse scene. Tried to quickly play it off and you know, like run back out and yeah, no, it was played at the Christmas party.
Yeah. Oh! Brilliant.
Unfair. Private moment.
At least you get some content out of it.
honestly, I was just a laughing stock. I was known as the shelf girl for so long. So.
Shelf girl.
Shelf girl.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.